In part one, we briefly looked at the sexualization of children and the normalization of pedophilia in our society. Innocence is sexier than you think? And what about this clothing store called Sweet and Sexy Kids? What the hell is sexy about kids? At an academic presentation at Cambridge University in June 2018, it was actually stated that the majority of men are probably pedophiles and that pedophilic interest is normal and healthy. The New York Times declared pedophilia not a crime but a disorder. And during two TEDx talks, pedophilia was presented not as a disorder but as a sexual orientation. Posters were spread. And Cosmopolitan magazine published an article by the hand of a young woman who became a father's lover. Now, of course, in order to make all of this legal, the age of consent had to go down, so that having sex with a child would no longer be a crime. No problem. Judges and politicians at the highest level did their utmost best to take care of that. Not many people know that Patricia Hewitt was General Secretary of the NCCL, later known as Liberty, which was affiliated to PI, the Pedophile Information Exchange. Then there's former British Prime Minister Theresa May, who thinks pedophiles should be allowed to adopt children too. When you study the patterns of this topic, it seems there is a larger plan behind it all. Why is it so important to legalize pedophilia? Why is having sex with children so important? Any psychologist can tell you how harmful it is for children to have sex at a young age, and that consent is a very dangerous concept, as pedophiles often tell their children they are simply demonstrating just how much they love them. Sex is then confused with love. The child cannot comprehend the subsequent feelings of pain, shame, anger and fear. The secrecy put upon them is hard to deal with. All of this results in great trauma. Why then would a society push pedophilia down our throats? Bit by bit, step by step, normalizing it so that we grow to the idea instead of reject it. Why create a society of traumatized people? Why are pedophile logos used in children cartoons, Disney movies, candy and ice cream, child protection centers, adoption agencies, in business and in politics? Meet Sheila Jackson Lee, member of the House of Representatives, proudly wearing her young boy lover ring. What is going on here? Let's follow a lead. Check this out. This still image appears in a video clip of a band called Sex Stains, and this is where it gets interesting. They played at Comet Ping Pong, a restaurant in Washington, D.C., best known for its pizzas, ping pong tables in the basement, high-profile clients such as Hillary Clinton and the Obamas, and a conspiracy theory called Pizzagate, more about which in a bit. Meet the owner of Comet Ping Pong, James Achilles Alefantis. When Alefantis started his restaurant in 2006, he didn't have much, according to himself. Yet in 2012, only 6 years later, he was named as one of the 50 most powerful people in Washington, D.C. That fascinates me. You don't become that powerful by running a pizza place. So, who exactly is James Alefantis? He portrays Comet Ping Pong as a family-friendly restaurant, yet his tweets and those posted on his Twitter account are controversial, to say the least. It's clear that Elefantis loves art. Comet Ping Pong often displays the work of artists with a very specific taste. This is the work of Arrington de Dioniso. Not a big Trump fan, huh? Why is this on the walls of a child-friendly pizza place? Elefantis loves a good party. Now here's a picture he wishes he never posted. Meet his party friend, Miss Sommerkamp. What else? He had a love affair with David Brock, political consultant and founder of Media Matters for America, a progressive research and information center dedicated to comprehensively monitor, analyze and correct conservative misinformation in the US media. In other words, an organization for censorship. Brock's Media Matters received $1 million from none other than George Soros back in 2010. Brock also founded Correct the Record with the sole purpose of censoring all negative reports on Hillary Clinton on social media. Censorship once again. So, James Elefantis is definitely a lead we must follow. What else do we know about him? He is best friends with the political top of the US. He is closely connected to the Podesta brothers, John and Tony Podesta. John Podesta is quite a hotshot in American politics. He was White House chief of staff to President Clinton, counselor to President Obama, and chairman of the 2016 Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Tony Podesta is a political lobbyist and art supporter. He and his ex-wife Heather collect the work of, for instance, the Dutch artist Margie Geerlings. Fascinating, to say the least. They are also great admirers and buyers of the work of Patricia Piccinini. And what about the work of Biljana Djurjevic that actually adorns the Podesta's living room? This is Louise Bourgeois. Her work is prominently present in Tony Podesta's mansion. This piece is called Arch of Hysteria. It greatly resembles the work of Jeffrey Dahmer, a serial killer who liked to dismember his victims and leave them in a somewhat awkward position. And then there's the most interesting work of Kim Noble, a survivor of severe trauma in early childhood, which left her with 13 alter personas. Her artwork shows the horrific things she experienced as a young child, like torture and rape. Her work was exhibited in Comet Ping Pong, our child-friendly pizza place. Now, I don't know about you, but this makes me sick as a dog. The more I study Pizzagate, the more I realize this was quite likely conspiracy fact, not theory. What kind of a pizza place exhibits naked, abused, tortured, raped, and even dead children on its walls? What kind of man becomes one of the most powerful people in Washington, D.C., serving pizza? How come the political top of the U.S., the Podestas, the Clintons, and even Obama, president of the U.S. at that time, how come they all want to spend time with a sick perv like Elephantas? I think I know. For a while, I thought the name Elephantas was fake. This man was way too powerful to come from an ordinary family. Could Elephantas be a French bastardization of J'aime les enfants, I love children? But then, some anons pointed out he could well be a Rothschild. After some digging, I came across an interesting twist in the Rothschild family tree, starting with Evelyn Achille the Rothschild. His middle name kind of gives it away, doesn't it? He was born in Buffalo, New York in 1886 and died in World War I in 1917. 2 years before he died, his illegitimate son, Louis George, was born. But as he wasn't married, his son inherited the name of his mother, Elephantas. The boy grew up and married Helen Repulse and had two sons, one of which is Achilles Louis Elephantas, the father of our very own James Achilles Elephantas. His mother's name is Susan Reed Shoemaker. So, his middle name, Achilles, takes him all the way back to his great-grandfather and even further back to his great-great-grandmother, the Italian Marie Perugia. Her father's name was Achille Perugia. In short, James Achilles Elephantas is a real, genuine, full-on Rothschild. That explains his power and his friends. It explains his close proximity to the Clintons, just like his uncle and aunt, Evelyn and Lynn the Rothschild. So, are we to believe that our political leaders simply enjoy pizza and sick art? Is that it? What is it with pizza anyway? Why is it so sexualized? What's with the Best of Pizza pedophile logo, which by the way was quickly changed the moment Pizzagate became an item? Is it all just a coincidence that the Podesta emails revealed to the public by WikiLeaks in 2016 contain countless pizza-related words such as cheese, hot dogs, pasta, walnut sauce? When you actually know what those words mean, which is common knowledge in the sex industry, these emails suddenly become shocking. Is this why Hillary deleted 33,000 emails for which she is currently scrutinized? Does that explain what Obama meant when he ordered $65,000 worth of hot dogs and pizza flown in from Chicago to the White House in the middle of the night for a private party? Is that why Hillary emailed Obama warning him he needed to be more careful next time? The hot dogs can come, but if you make a spectacle out of it, that will be our downfall. And I think it would be wiser to restrict this activity to our predetermined locations. Really? For a few hot dogs? Isn't it weird that these security camera pictures of children lying on ping pong tables in the basement of Comet Ping Pong are shown on the walls upstairs? Who the hell was watching them? And why does their website have a super secured backdoor to a secret division where you can order pizza pictures for absurd prices? This screenshot was made public by a hacker. It's in low resolution, so I will read out loud what it says at the bottom. This month, we have 5 fresh pizzas for your enjoyment. We also have 4 surviving pizzas from last month's session. All are on sale at an extremely low price, as they are in poor health and not expected to survive. So a requirement is that you finish eating your pizza after your session. This month's special includes a 30% discount on severe torture. Each image below is available for $1,000 in fine print. Why are they talking about kill rooms, murder, and rinsing it off when you're done? What the hell is going on here? To tell you the truth, at this point in my research, I experienced what we call cognitive dissonance. What I'd found out was so contrary to my belief system that I wanted to dismiss my discoveries. It just could not be true that the people we trust, the ones we vote for, were so evil. I simply could not handle the facts. How could people so charming and intelligent be part of a child trafficking pedophile ring where children were tortured, raped, and killed for pleasure? Or, as I would later find out, for something even more horrific? I felt like I'd ended up in a nightmare. All I wanted to do was dismiss it all. Couldn't it just be all coincidence that the Clintons and the Obamas and Trudeau, beautiful, charming Trudeau, had surrounded themselves with the wrong friends? If the friends are all pedophiles, that doesn't mean they are, right? And maybe they don't even know about their friends' sexual preferences? I mean, I know Bill Clinton's healer, the Brazilian John of God, was recently arrested for keeping sex slaves whom he made pregnant time and again. I know he admitted to selling the babies for thousands of dollars and killing the slave mothers after 10 years of giving birth. I know the main whistleblower in this case suddenly died a suspicious death, but come on! How could Bill Clinton have known? And I know he went to the private island of convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. I know he was on the passenger list 26 times, together with other sex offenders like Kevin Spacey, who was recently arrested for multiple rape accounts, among others with young boys. But that doesn't make Clinton a sex-raging animal, right? I know he was investigated for the rape of a young boy by Jenny Moore, a former police officer who informed the FBI and the Department for Homeland Security, after which he suddenly died in a hotel room. But that doesn't make Bill Clinton a murderer, does it? I decided to do more research. I needed more supporting evidence. I went back to the artwork. I was intrigued by the bathroom or swimming pool or whatever it was. Where was it? When this appeared on 8chan, I knew I was on the right path. Not just me, but thousands of anons searched for it and found it. It actually existed. Do you want to know where it is? Come with me to part 6.